Scott stepped on the accelerator, propelling the car even faster. Conversation halted and faces became grim as they tried vainly to see what was happening in the distance. Skirting the village, they had to approach the research center from the side, over the brow of a hill. Just as they came over the crest, a small helicopter rose in front of them, a rain of automatic fire spraying the road ahead. "Duck!" Scott yelled as the bullets kicked up dirt along the side of the road towards them. He spun the wheel and jammed on the brakes, screeching the car sideways to the opposite side of the road as the helicopter flew low over them. Automatic fire raked across the car, exploding one of the side windows and the rear window, showering glass over the three crouching men, lacerating bare skin viciously. Scott accelerated again, spinning the wheels loudly to gain some speed and maneuvering capability. Jacques had his gun out and was trying to turn in his seat to get a shot out the missing rear window at the helicopter. The small craft had already turned around, now coming at them from the rear. More bullets ricocheted off the pavement behind them, getting closer to the car as the shooters started to close in. Jake struggled to get his gun out, his seatbelt strapped tightly across his bad shoulder. Scott started evasive actions, swerving the car wildly down the last few hundred yards towards the plant's front gate. "I can't keep this up forever, guys. He's going to nail us. Get ready to jump." Finally out and ready, Jake quickly holstered his gun again to prepare to jump. Just then, other gunfire was heard in front of them. The firing behind stopped, then started again, but not at them. They raised their heads, looking ahead. One of the police officers was propped up against the fence, a semi-automatic rifle cradled in his arms.